Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
And I am Pat.
And today we're going to continue talking about sexual harassment. You need to recognize it and report it. And last time we mainly focused on the definition of sexual harassment. We mentioned it being both physical contact and comments or things that people say, both of those constitute sexual harassment.
Yeah, that's right. And we also looked at Taiwan's particular set of scandals over the last year or so with Wave Makers, the TV show, kind of getting a lot of people like, hey, this happened to me. I'm going to speak out about it. And we referred to the Me Too movement, which has been going on since around 2017, and how people like Harvey Weinstein have been accused of it and then found guilty of it, and how this is becoming a kind of global movement against people, often men, not always, but often men in power, and they're abusing that power by doing sexual harassment. So in today's article, we're going to focus partly on the effects of sexual harassment on the victims, but also on the things that people can do if they are suffering from it and how they can handle it and stop it from continuing. So let's read through part two of the article.
As numerous incidents have revealed over the past year, it is evident that anyone can become a victim of sexual harassment, regardless of gender or position. This misconduct can have deep-seated consequences. Beyond the immediate mental stress, such as anxiety or depression, victims can experience physical symptoms, such as sleep disturbances. The social consequences are equally severe, often leading to isolation as victims retreat from loved ones and peers. This is not merely an individual's problem, it's a societal crisis that demands collective attention and action. Tackling this issue rests on awareness and active measures. First, always trust your instincts. If a situation seems disturbing, put your safety first. Maintain your personal boundaries and firmly assert yourself if anyone crosses them. You can always demand that the perpetrator stop their actions immediately. Second, if you ever find yourself facing harassment, document every detail of the incident. Include details regarding what happened, where it occurred, when it took place, and the presence of any witnesses. Preserve any related text messages, emails, or screenshots as evidence. Above all, remember that seeking assistance is proof of your strength, not a sign of weakness. Some victims may doubt themselves and fear disbelief or retaliation, particularly when the offender is in a position of power. In such circumstances, it's vital to step forward. Many organizations and helplines are available to assist and support you, ensuring that you never walk this journey alone. Stand strong and remember, by confronting and combating sexual harassment, you're not only taking back your dignity, but also helping create a safer environment for everyone. Okay, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Again, we're talking about sexual harassment. You need to recognize it, and you need to report it. So at the beginning of our lesson today, it says, as numerous incidents have revealed over the past year, it is evident that anyone can become a victim of sexual harassment, regardless of gender or position. So here we say, as numerous incidents have revealed, because these incidents have showed us these things, because of that, it is clear or it is evident that anyone can be a victim of sexual harassment. Okay, it can happen to anybody, regardless of gender or position. Gender refers to if you're a boy or a girl, if you're a man or a woman, and it also can happen to you regardless of your position, whether you are in management or just a secretary or a delivery driver or someone who works in the mailroom. This can happen to anybody at any time, at any place.
Yeah, one example that comes to mind for me is the actor Terry Crews, who is an enormous, very muscular guy, and you would have thought this guy should be easily able to deal with any attention, but he came out during the Me Too movement and spoke of how he was sexually harassed. And then I thought of the young actors who were sexually harassed by Kevin Spacey when he was working in the theatre in the UK. So it's, as I said, it can be men on men, women on women. Men on women is the most common, but it can happen everywhere. And we see this misconduct can have deep-seated consequences. So when we see that prefix miss in front of something, we know it is bad. It is wrong in some way. Misunderstanding is a wrong understanding. So misconduct, your conduct is how you behave. Misconduct is bad behavior. And it's kind of quite a light term for sexual harassment, really. It's way beyond misconduct. It is really bad. But that's what it means. It means bad behavior. And it can have deep-seated consequences. If something's deep-seated, it kind of really goes into your soul, really into your brain, and it's really difficult to then get rid of once it's there. It's long-lasting. It is persistent. It is going to affect you in a very deep way, not just something on the surface that you can shrug off.
Yep, this misconduct can have very deep consequences or profound consequences. It can cause lots of trouble and destroy people's lives. And beyond the immediate mental stress, such as anxiety or depression, victims can experience physical symptoms such as sleep disturbances. So if you've been the victim of sexual harassment, lots of things can happen to you. You're going to have mental stress. You'll probably lose a lot of sleep because you keep thinking about this. Why did he do that to me? Maybe I should have reported it, or why did I say nothing back, or why did I just sit there and take it? So you're going to be thinking about it over and over again. You're going to experience anxiety. You're going to have mental stress. You might even have anxiety or depression. It could cause you to have some serious mental problems that could affect your life. And also you might experience some physical symptoms like sleep disturbances. Like I just said, you may lose sleep or other physical things might happen to you as well. A disturbance is when something happens that interrupts the smooth operation of something. It's just not peaceful. It's not pleasant. It causes problems.
And so you've got mental problems, physical problems, but even social ones as well. The social consequences are equally severe. Severe means bad. If something is severe, it's even more extreme. It's worse than other things of a similar way. So, yeah, anxiety is bad. Depression is bad. Disturbed sleep is bad. And the social consequences or things that could happen in your social life as a result of harassment are equally really bad. The article says the social consequences often leading to isolation as victims retreat from loved ones and peers. So they may feel that they somehow cause this problem. They don't want to go out in public and kind of have people looking at them or thinking about them. They're worried about, is this going to happen again? Are other people going to do it in the same way? So they go to isolation. They stay by themselves. They don't go out in society. They retreat. They move backwards from their loved ones and their peers. Peers can mean the people around you in your job of the same level, your co-workers, your fellow students, that kind of thing. And so you'll retreat. You won't want to talk to them so much. You don't want to tell them the truth about what happened. You're afraid of being judged or blamed. So you just end up by yourself and not really close to anyone because of what happened.
Yep, you feel ashamed. You wonder why it happened to you, and maybe you talk to your best friend about it, and your best friend's reaction was, well, no wonder he did that to you, the way you were dressed or something. So you kind of feel that nobody is really trying to understand your situation, so you isolate yourself, and you retreat from your friends and your coworkers and your classmates. And this is not merely an individual's problem. It's a societal crisis that demands collective attention and action. So it's not just a problem for the individual or the person, but it's a problem for a society or a societal crisis. Here, societal is the adjective form of society. It's a crisis in society. And we have to have collective attention and action. Collective means everybody works together. Yes, everybody needs to do something about this because we all get affected by this. It does affect society as a whole.
And it's also because the way society is structured, almost protects some people. It tends to protect the group against the individual. So if an individual says this person did the bad thing, the group does tend to protect the group and things don't change. So we move on to what can be done. Tackling this issue rests on awareness and active measures. So, meaning we have to be aware of what's going on at all times, whether that's whether you're being sexually harassed or whether your behavior isn't as playful as you think it is. And active measures, so not passive, not sitting back and waiting for things to get better, but actually taking action and doing something. That's what we mean by active measures.
Right, you can't be passive about it. You can't just suffer in silence. You need to do something about it. Not just victims, but the friends of victims as well. If you want to be a best friend for somebody, you'll help them with this problem. And here's our first suggestion. Always trust your instincts. Your instinct is kind of your...inborn ability of the ability you have. It's innate. It's within your personality. You're born with this. You trust your instincts. It's kind of like the sixth sense. If you feel that something wrong is going on, trust yourself. Tell yourself you're not imagining things or it's not happening because you made some sort of mistake. Actually, you need to realize that you need to believe what you're feeling yourself. Trust your instincts and therefore you'll be able to confront this problem.
Yeah, it says, if a situation seems disturbing, put your safety first. Don't try and overthink it. Don't try and rationalize it and make it go, no, it's okay. Now I've thought about it. No, trust your instincts. Get out of that situation. You can always apologize if you have made a mistake later. The next hint or tip is maintain your personal boundaries and firmly assert yourself if anyone crosses them. So we mentioned boundaries yesterday. That's your personal space. And that also includes what you find acceptable and what you don't. Maintain that. Don't change who you are and what you find acceptable because, oh, everybody else seems to find it okay. Nobody else is complaining. So don't change who you are. Maintain what you think is okay and not okay. And if anybody crosses those boundaries or violates, using yesterday's words,assert yourself. If you assert yourself, you behave or speak in a confident or forceful manner. You really show, this is what I think. Nobody's going to tell me that I'm wrong. This is what is going on. I'm going to be forceful about it. And I'm going to let other people recognize that this is exactly how I feel about what's happening.
Right. So again, you want to assert yourself. You want to be proactive, do something directly and don't, hide away and ignore the problem. You need to assert yourself. We could also say you need to be assertive. And of course, you need to maintain your personal boundaries. Tell the person who's doing this to you to stop doing it.And if they continue, then you can, talk to your boss or talk to somebody else to try to get some more action done about this problem. So, yes, indeed, you need to be assertive or to assert yourself in these different kinds of situations. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in our lesson for today. Let's take a little bit of a break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello everyone, 我是派老师。今天讲解的是4月19号 Unit 12 Sexual Harassment. Recognize it, report it.Day 2. 这个单元介绍 sexual harassment. 第一天的课程我们就认识到性骚扰的定义还有哪些迹象。那今天的课程呢告诉性骚扰的受害者可能呢会在哪些层面受到影响。那在文章里面读者也可以看到如果不幸遭到性骚扰应该要采取哪些作为才能保护自己。那事后呢我们又如何调整我们自己的心理好那我们一起来看学习重点吧请同学看到第一段第一个句子好那在过去一年当中其实我们都听到很多 Me Too 相关的事件那我们从这些事件呢可以得到一个结论 It's evident that 很明显的任何人都可能是受害者 Anyone can be a victim can become a victim 好那这是跟性别还有位阶无关的 regardless of gender or position 好再来看第二个句子 this misconduct 请同学把 misconduct 画起来这里的 this misconduct 指的是什么呢当然就是 sexual harassment 好那这样子的性骚扰呢它带来的后果其实是可能相当严重那会有很深沉的影响的 deep-seated 那就表示呢是相当严重深层的影响。那除了我们知道说性骚扰的那当下会有立即的心理压力 immediate mental stress， 那在这之后呢，其实啊，很多受害者呢还会有一些生理上的症状，像什么 sleep disturbances， 睡眠障碍。那这一段里面哦，其实啊，作者写得非常好，他告诉我们会有三个层面的影响。那第一个呢，当然就是我们刚刚讲的 mental stress， 第二个呢就是 physical symptoms， 第三个呢是第四个句子这里 the social consequences， 社会，在社会社交上面其实也会有一些后果。所以同学在自己写英文作文的时候，如果能够像作者这样子井然有序的，那一个句子一个句子告诉你的读者会有哪些不同层面的问题，是相当好的结构。那这是同学呢可以模仿的。 The social consequences are equally severe， 所以在社交人际关系这方面，性骚扰造成的后遗症也是相当严重的 severe。 好，有哪些问题呢？ isolation， 那受害者呢可能呢他会被孤立。那为什么呢？那因为很多受害人呢，他们可能会有退缩的这种状况， They might retreat from loved ones and peers。 好，再来请同学看到第二段第一个句子。好，这里 tackling this issue 就是要处理这样子的问题，动词用 tackle。 那这样的问题如何处理，要看什么依什么而定， rests on， 要两个要素哦，这里依着 awareness 还有 active measures 这两个要素而定。好，依着这两个而定，大家要认识知道什么是性骚扰，那当然还要呢有一些主动积极的做法。好， maintain your personal boundaries， 我们要清楚的呢划界。那如果有人呢越界了， firmly assert yourself， 要坚定的表达自己的立场。
We're going to take a short break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. So we're talking about asserting yourself in the face of sexual harassment. The article says you can always demand that the perpetrator stop their actions immediately. Tell them no, say stop. The perpetrator is a person doing something. We almost always use it for doing a bad thing. If you're talking about who's committed a crime, then we're asking who's the criminal? Who's the perpetrator of this crime? Who did the bad thing? Who's responsible for the mistake or for the, you know, violation of a boundary or something like that? So all of that is kind of the first tip, what you can do to assert yourself, to put safety first, and to say stop. But that's not all you could probably be doing if you feel that you are the victim of sexual harassment.
Right, so second, if you ever find yourself facing harassment, document every detail of the incident. So again, if we go back to the example of John and Mary, John touched Mary's hair inappropriately and he started laughing. So according to the first suggestion, she probably should have said, hey, knock it off, don't do that again, that's inappropriate. If you do that again, I'll tell somebody else who can punish you for that. But if that doesn't work or if you are afraid to say anything, then you might want to document every detail of the incident. So if you document something, here document is being used as a verb, that means you collect information about something, you get pictures, you take notes, you get video footage, and of course you want to document every detail, you want to gather evidence in case you ever need to accuse this person of sexual harassment, and if they deny it, well then you've got this evidence. Well, you're denying it, you're saying you didn't do that, but here I've got a video of you touching my hair, I've got a tape recording of you talking to me that way, or I even have some information from some of my coworkers who said, yeah, John sort of did that, and he does that to a lot of people. So yeah, you need to get some evidence there to document to document all the details of what happened.
And this includes a lot of important information, because often in these cases, it might come down to what one person says versus another person says. There may only be two people in this thing, so the more details you have, the stronger your story is going to seem. So the article says, include details regarding or concerning, include details about what happened, where it occurred, when it took place, and the presence of any witnesses. So, yeah, times, places, dates, exactly what was going on, and if anybody else was there and can saw it and can back up your story and give their version of what happened. And, yeah, if you've got anything that can actually be saved as real evidence, keep it. The sentence next says, preserve any related text messages, emails, or screenshots as evidence. So preserve means to keep something, to keep it in a good condition. So if somebody sent you a text message with an unsavory comment in it, if there's an email with something in it, if someone sent you a picture, take a screenshot, and that is proof. It's got a time, a date, and the exact words that they used.
Yeah, just learned how to save a screenshot from the computer. You press a certain button, and then you go into another program, and you push Control Enter or something, and then you can save that picture, and you've got that as evidence. You have preserved that screenshot, and you can also, of course, keep those text messages and keep those emails or those posts on social media or whatever. And again, those can be considered as evidence to support your position. Now, here in the final paragraph, it says, above all, the most important thing is to remember that seeking assistance is proof of your strength, not a sign of weakness. So a lot of people, of course, are ashamed that this has happened to them, so they'll think that seeking help or seeking assistance is shameful, that you're weak, that you need to actually seek the help of someone else. It means you're not very independent, you can't take care of yourself. No, it's not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. Again, it's not an indication of weakness. You're actually quite strong if you try to find help for this.
Right, because you're recognizing the situation and you're strong enough to declare, this isn't okay and I'm going to do something about it, even when the other person is like a boss or a teacher or something. As Tom said, as we kind of expand on in the next sentence, some victims may doubt themselves. Did that really happen? Was it just a joke? What am I overthinking this? And they fear disbelief or retaliation, particularly when the offender is in a position of power. So disbelief, they fear they'll tell their story and people will go, oh, no, that couldn't have happened. He's not like that. Or are you sure that's really what happened? Or there will be retaliation. Retaliation is when someone hits back. Somebody gives back some kind of pain or punishment in return for being hit. So if the boss, if you go and say, hey, my boss touched me inappropriately, that boss has the ability to go, okay, they're fired, they're out of here. So you're worried about what will happen to you. Is he going to hurt me? Is he going to kill my career? And as we mentioned yesterday with the Harvey Weinstein stuff, a lot of people were afraid to speak out because Harvey Weinstein had a position of power, and he was an offender, which is similar to the word perpetrator we used earlier in the article. Somebody who commits an offense, somebody who does a bad thing, a wrong thing.
So you might be afraid of that retaliation. I guess in the case of Harvey Weinstein, you may have feared that he wasn't going to give you a role in his next production or something like that. So you decided, well, I'm not going to say anything because I want the role. And so you might doubt yourself. Maybe I did something that attracted his attention or something. It's my fault. It's not his. So you may doubt yourself. And also you're going to be afraid of being attacked in return. And again, this happens when the offender may be in a position of power, like Harvey Weinstein was. The offender, of course, is the person who offends someone, who attacks someone, who commits a crime on someone.
And in such circumstances, it is vital, it's really important to step forward. So no matter how powerful these other people are, it's really important to take a step. Most likely because that person, if they're in a position of power, this is unlikely the first time they have done it. Harvey Weinstein didn't just do this once. He did it to many, many people over the years. And until people started to stand up and step forward, he could have hurt others. So that's why it's vital. And you're not alone. As the next next sentence says, many organizations and helplines are available to assist and support you, ensuring that you never walk this journey alone. So there are anti-harassment organizations that you could go and speak to. There are helplines. So that's a helpline is a special phone number, almost always free, that you call and say, look, this is the problem. What can I do about it? And they've got trained volunteers and actual professionals who can answer the phone no matter when you call, who will tell you and what to do, and they'll give you support and make sure you know that somebody is with you when you're walking this journey or undertaking this difficult challenge.
Right. Pick up the phone and call if the situation happens to you. And, of course, it can be completely anonymous. They don't have to know who you are, so you'll feel ashamed or you'll be afraid of retaliation. So, again, they are anonymous, and these helplines can help you out. I did also want to mention that you do need to step forward, because not only will this person cause problems for you, but they may cause problems for other people as well. So you kind of have a responsibility not only to yourself, but to other potential victims in the future. So yes, indeed, it's vital to step forward, call those helplines. And, of course, they will ensure that you never walk this journey alone. You won't be by yourself. You'll have support. And hopefully you can be introduced to other people who have been the victim of this. And you can talk together and support each other and try to work together to stop this from happening again.
So that's why we conclude by saying stand strong. And remember, by confronting and combating sexual harassment, you're not only taking back your dignity, but also helping create a safer environment for everyone. Somebody's dignity is the importance that every individual, every person has. It's their value. It's who they are and the fact that they, as people, are important. And having dignity makes other people respect you. It allows you to respect yourself. So by taking back your dignity, you're saying, this is me. This is what happened to me. And as an individual with my importance, I'm saying, this is not okay. This is not my fault. Somebody did this to me, and I'm going to make sure they never do it again and they face punishment.
Right. So you not only help yourself, but you also help others and stop this from happening again in the future. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's turn things now over to our Chinese teacher.
那第二段呢，接续着。 下面呢 you can always demand that the perpetrator, 那当然就是加害人 stop their actions immediately. 同学请特别注意，虽然呢这里 perpetrator 我们用单数形，可是因为是 demand 这种要求、命令、建议这些动词的后面，所以我们的动词呢用原形 stop. 同学注意到了吗？我们用原形。那再来，这里讲到说，如果发生这样子的情势的时候，要做一件事 ，document every detail of the incident， 详细的记录 ，document every detail， 把它记录下来。那当然呢，保存证据也非常的重要 ，preserve 动词就用 preserve 保存证据 ，preserve any related text messages， 所有的简讯、email 或荧幕截图不要错过，要保存下来。再来我们看到下一段，下一段提到第一个句子哦，那我们要记得主动的去寻求协助， seeking assistance 就是寻求协助，其实呢它不是在示弱，是让我们知道我们是有力量的。再来第二个句子哦， some victims may doubt themselves and fear disbelief or retaliation， 有些人不愿意说出来是因为会自我质疑，也害怕说了没有人会信，或怕被别人报复。那特别哦，我们知道说有时候性骚扰是发生在什么，有加害者利用他们的权势，所以这里 offender 指的就是加害者，跟前面的 perpetrator 他们所做的事基本上是一样的，他利用自己的权势， they are in a position of power。 那身为受害者，我们要记得很重要的是 step forward， 要勇敢的去面对，站出来 step forward。 那也可以呢去寻求协助， many organizations and helplines。 那 helplines， 那当然我们知道就是这一种协助的专线，你可以打电话去寻求协助，绝对不要独自去面对， 要了解你并不需要自己面对 You never walk this journey alone 你不是孤单的好以上就是我们针对 Sexual Harassment 第二天课程内容所做的中文讲解谢谢大家
Hi everyone, so that is the end of our article on sexual harassment. It is a very difficult topic, it is a very uncomfortable topic, but it is an important topic to talk about. So, and again, we'll say if this has ever happened to you, you're not alone, you can get help, you can make things better and get on the road to recovery. So do reach out if that kind of thing happens to you. But that's all the time we have. Thanks very much for listening. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.